Okay, so we had started discussing loads of it, and lead back biyadcham u'mamanachirem. How are those even related? What is the nature of them? Hana'a, achnasa, etc. Let's pick up at number 11 at the Ramban. Well, the Ramban. The Ramban says ha'ikara chi'i. A little bit of background here, just in terms of what this book is. The Rambam, in the introduction to the Sefer HaMitzvot, wrote 14 introductory principles on how one counts mitzvot, called the
14 principles,
called the Shorashim. The Ramban writes a commentary on all of the Sefer HaMitzvot, or in response, especially on the Shorashim, to defend the Bahag. In the Shorashim, he's mostly defending the Bahag, not so much in the Sefer HaMitzvot, but he's defending the Bahag because the Rambam is mostly explaining why he doesn't like the Bahag and why he doesn't like the way the Bahag counted mitzvot. Okay, so the Ramban picks up and he says, "Ha'ikara chi'i yigzor b'haravzal zeirot rabot v'heim lo mafteach gadol b'minyan ha'mitzvot." Right, so this is in the middle of the Rambam's counting. He said this is where the Rambam set out certain rules, which are a key to the way he counts mitzvot. Amar tchila shra'ui shimene ha-mitzvot lo ha'oz harot lomar shimbo b'achat mi-mitzvot asei tzavaot rabot tzivui achar tzivui lomne el achat. So one rule the Rambam has is that if you have many, many, many commandments under one mitzvah, you count one. Right? Meaning every mitzvah gets one. You don't have... Bisham amru od. So now, within that context, there's an example. Kigon should be shlu ba'atzei ha'shira. If you cook with ba'atzei ha'shira, v'asharate me'hach ha'v'lidbak b'yadcham umam min ha'chirem. V'ikshenu alav. V'lil kinami mishum lo tavitoi v'al b'techa. V'amda zot ha'kushiyah. Right, so the Rambam... Sorry, the other way around. It was... I think I articulated that wrong. If you have multiple prohibitions for one act, right, you count one. Right, so he says, but there's a problem because the Gemara said that if you burn atzei hashira, so you should violate both lo yidbak biyadcham umam min hacherem and lo tavi toiva. Right, that was the Gemara in Makkah that we did yesterday.
Yes.
You all say that with such conviction. Such convictions. I don't care.
I know. You have to listen to the recording.
I upload it very quickly, just especially on your night off. You had so much time.
Wow.
Yeah, the whole thing about
hard
the guy using wood, the guy using avodah zarah trees to cook his stew.
Yes. So harevi kan lokeshtayim b'shem echad b'neishu over alav b'shnei lavin. She said, what do you see here in the Rambam that you get malchus twice? The Gemara entertains you get malchus twice for a single act because it falls under two psukim. Ukvar harevi harav zeh b'mitzvah chaveim in alavin liskar lo achsha v'avol pishe lo alavin einam binyan echad belvad chad befrat avodah zarah v'sheni echlol. And he says, and even though, right, these two mitzvot come from different angles, right, because one of them is a direct attack on Avodah Zarah, namely Lo Tavit Toiva, and the other is about Iran Idachad, and within Iran Idachad, there could be things which are Avodah Zarah, there could be things which are not Avodah Zarah. So now you see that according to the Rambam notes, right, that essentially, and what does he seem to be saying? That these two prohibitions, they're not identical, but they do really overlap. They're very similar, such that, right, when they manifest themselves in the same act, it is identical. Right, meaning, lidbak v'yadcham umen acherim is more expansive, right? It's more expansive, meaning it includes anything that belonged to a Irani Dachat, whether or not it was Avodah Zarah. Right?
Mm-hmm.
But, let's say you're talking about something which is Avodah Zarah, so then the Ramban says, essentially the Yisurim are identical. Right? Meaning, Lo Yidbak B'yadcham U'umam Menachirim is more expansive than Lo Tavit Toiva. But when you're literally using Atzei Asherah, you violate both prohibitions by burning it in the exact same way. Yes?
Mm-hmm.
Right, which means we asked the question yesterday, what is the relationship between these two Isurim?
Well,
and the Ramban says that at least the way it applies to Avodah Zarah, right, meaning the Ramban says, look, Lo Tavito Eval Beitecha only says you can't benefit from Avodah Zarah. Lo Yidbak B'yadcham Umam Menachirem tells you there's something belonging to Irani Dacha, then whether or not it is itself Avodah Zarah, you can't benefit from it. But if you benefit from Avodah Zarah, then in fact you violate both prohibitions equally. Yes?
Mm-hmm.
But what does that tell you? That according, remember we asked the question yesterday, to what extent are these Isurim about hana only, about benefit only, and to what extent are they about simply bringing it into your possession? What does the Ramban clearly hold? That both of them are about benefit. Right? He doesn't distinguish and say one of them is about bringing it into your house and one is about benefit. He says, when I am violating it on an Atzei Asherah, I'm violating both in the same way at the same time, and I get two malkut simply because of two psukim. But that implies that besides for that detail, they are identical.
Right.
Which means that according to the Ramban, what is the implication? What is the nature of the Isser?
The fact that you're benefiting from the benefit.
Right? Is Hana'a. Right? Is Hana'a.
So just one is indirectly the idea of him bringing the stuff into your house.
No. He thinks both of them are about Hana'a.
Right. So one of them is...
That's it. No, done. Both are about Hana'a.
He doesn't explain... He explains about Sukim, though.
Correct. And he says one of them is only about Avodah Zarah, and one is about anything that belongs to Erni Dachat, which may include Avodah Zarah, may include other things. But both of them will be violated in the same way if the object at hand is of Avodah Zarah.
How does the first one violate benefiting? I get this.
No, he says, that's my point, is that he clearly understands Lo Tavi Toiva. Remember we asked, is Lo Tavi Toiva identical to, right? If you remember, this is the question we asked in the Gemara, right? The Gemara raises the possibility that both of these Isurim are violated when you burn Atzei Asherah, right? When you burn the, right, Reb Solovsky's tree, yeah? Right, his tree. So, we said, okay, but what does that mean you violate double, right? Is that because both Isurim are fundamentally identical? Or is it happen to be that if I bring trees into my house and burn them, then I violated once for bringing it into my house and once for burning it? And the Ramban says they're the same, right? Right? Because he says the reason I violate twice is simply because there were two psukim. But besides for the fact that they happen to be from two psukim, one because it's a local halacha only to Avodah Zarah, and the other because it includes things that belong to Erni Dachat, right? A city destroyed, but which could be Avodah Zarah, could not be Avodah Zarah. But when I'm talking about Avodah Zarah, both Isurim are manifest in the same way, which implies that he thinks that the only Isur is Hana'a on a biblical level, right? Which would explain, remember, we saw that the Ravid already goes in this direction. It doesn't go in exactly this direction, but this would open the possibility that when the Gemara says that you violate Lo Tevi To'eval Beitecha by renting out a house to non-Jew, remember what the Ravid said?
Yeah, he says it's not a problem.
He didn't say it's not a problem.
He says it's a problem. He says only if you do it personally yourself.
No.
The Isser is in you yourself bringing it.
Clarify. No.
What?
The Araisa is only bringing yourself in. Right, meaning everyone agrees that it's Usser, it's a Mishnah.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's the Araisa doesn't include this. Right? Why not? Right? Why not? So according to the Ramban, yeah, the biblical prohibition doesn't include renting out your property because the biblical prohibition has nothing to do with bringing it into your house. It has to do with Hana, with benefit. Okay. Good. The Lecha Mishnah. Vim domar lefidar rabbeinu shesover shein loko tarti mipnei ribui alavin abnei anyanim achalukot kmo sheniach v'shor sham mitzvot lama kan loko tarti mishum shein lavin shelo taviv lo yidbak kevan shakol anyan echadu. So the Lecha Mishnah says, why does the Rambam think you violate twice? Right, as the Ramban notes, if the Rambam thinks that you have multiple psukim but basically say the same thing, you still only get one malchus. So why would you violate twice? So v'yesh lomar dim shnei inyanim, because they're fundamentally distinct. Ha'echad mishum avodah zarah atzma v'alav lo tavit o'eva shehum mishamshav utikrovoteha. Said one is about avodah zarah itself and its accoutrements.
That means what?
What? Accoutrements, all that comes with it. Okay? Do you always want me just to use...
No, that one I got, but it was a fancy word. So.
You know what accoutrements mean?
Yes.
Accoutrements.
Based off the context, yes, it's very...
The stuff that go with it. Stuff, okay? Stuff. The thingies.
The accessories.
Sure, accessories. Fine, that's a less fancy word.
It's a middle ground. I like the stuff.
Vasheni, mibnei shuhu mammon avdeha. לא ידבק ביד חמום מן החרם שבאש רמין המומן עיר הידעקת במכן הם שניהם חלוקים לקח לוקי תרתי. Like Mishnah says, there's two prohibitions. One is, don't use Avodah Zarah and its accoutrements. The other one is, don't benefit from the money that belongs to idolaters. Right, that was Yirani Dachat. But again, according to the Lecha Mishnah, he distinguishes between the Isurim. Right, one is about idolatry and one is about idolaters. But what is the nature of the Isur in both cases? It seems like Hana'a. Right, meaning again, he doesn't want to collapse the Isurim into a single.
Where you get the Hana'a from.
Correct. Right, but it seems to be just like the Ramban. Right, in the end of the day, what they share is that they believe that fundamentally the prohibition of lo tavito eva, like lo yidbak bi'alchamum menacherem, is hana oriented. The difference is, where is the hana coming from? From Avodah Zarah or over the Avodah Zarah? Right, the people or the objects. I mean, that which belonged to idolaters or that which is associated with idolatry. But in the end of the day, the isur would be violated through hana. Megillas Esther, number 13. Megillas Esther is one of the commentaries on the Sefer HaMitzvos of the Rambam. What?
It's not the Megillah itself.
No, when it says Megillas Esther Sefer HaMitzvos Shem, then that should give you a clue that it's a Perush on the Sefer HaMitzvos. I believe he called it Megillas Esther, he named it after his mother or something. Something like that? I'm not really sure. Because her name was Esther and Megillas Esther goes well together. I don't know. I assume that's what it was.
The book is just called Megillat Esther, and it's a commentary on the Sefer HaMitzvot.
You know what, Yosef? When you write a Sefer, you can name it whatever you want.
Yes. We'll come up with a name. Okay?
Sefer Yosef. No.
You'll just call it my book.
The Grace Yosef. Right.
No.
No, don't do that. My book. Yeah, I mean, Yosef, that would give you a lot of authority. But it's Mefurish the Beit Yosef! You have to pask it like it! I'm just calling it, you know, the Talmud. It says in the Talmud. No, it is Beferish. It is explicit in the Talmud. Yeah.
I'm going to call my Sefer the Gemara.
This is Tanakh.
The Gemara says.
Yeah. Okay, Megillas Esther says, Umar Shemi Viod Mamavasha Bata Shira Dilokeshtayim. Everyone's focused on the same problem. Why do you violate twice by burning the Atzei Hashira? Nearly, shegam kan atam shenilkeo to shtayim hu alavru b'shnei isurim. It's because you violated two different prohibitions. Echad shenen emimena v'akatuv omer lo yidbak shepirusha po lo yehene. Correct. V'echad mishum lo tavi toival b'techa Shapirusho, af below on abaha afato. Megillat Esther says, no, I don't buy this. The reason that they're different is because there are two Isurim. Lo yidbak viadcha meuma menacherem is about hana'ah. And lo tavito eva is pshuto kimashma'o. Don't bring it into your property. Right? Pshuto kamashba.
That would exclude situations such as having a renter, though. Or are we still considering...
Oh, we'll come back to it. We'll come back to it, right? He doesn't explain yet. Right? Right? I love bilvat over bilav zeh. Uraya shelav shel velo tavin ne'amar b'hava'a bilvad. And then he says, I will prove it to you that the iser of lo tavito eva is bringing without hana'a. Why? Mimasha amru besof perakama davodah zarah v'matnizin af b'magom shamru lahachshir lo lebeidira amru b'nei shum machzes letocho avodat elilim sh'ne'amar v'lo tavi toiva hinei shelav zeh b'hava mamash ne'amar v'lo b'hana. And he proves it from the renting. Now according to him, therefore, biblical or rabbinic? Biblical. That renting is biblical against the Ravid. Right? Because otherwise you couldn't prove it. Right? You couldn't prove it. VMK Nemar Shibidin Kadavarav Bismakshalo Siman Khavej Mavashabatashera Lokeshtaim Ulozaz Misha Rasho. So now, so far, we have very clearly, right? We have the Ramban, and right.
Ramban says it's just basically the mitzvah.
The pour is easier.
Well, yeah, and then I'm writing it on my paper. Except you're all the way over there.
We can move up, Rabbi. It's not a problem.
Okay. Here. Okay. We have two prohibitions, right? Right, lo tavi and lo yidbak. Right?
Yeah.
So now, lo yidbak is almost definitely hana'ah. Right? But it expresses itself in multiple ways, right? Because it can be either avodah zarah, or it can be the property of an ir hanidachat / ov de avodah zarah, right? Right.
Yeah.
So yidbak is clearly hana'ah. The only thing that's you have to note about it is that there, as the Ramban notes, may be different ways of violating. Could be actual avodah zarah. Could be property of an ir hanidachat of ov de avodah zarah. But it's one of hana'ah. Lo tavi. So that's where we have the question. So the Megillas Esther says that it is, right, hava'a l'chuda, right, simply bringing it into your house, which is biblically prohibited, right? The Ramban says it is, right, hana'a. And the only difference between it and lo yidbak b'yad chamum menacherem is
The fact that one is you yourself, the other one is like
whether it's actual avodah zarah or maybe the property of avodah zarah, but they're both hana, mm-hmm. Right? Okay. Now, based on this, Megillas, now we have to subdivide. Okay, let's say the Isser is hava'a, right? So there's two ways of doing that. According to Megillas Esther, it's hava'a. What's the nature of the Isser according to Megillas Esther? Right? He says it's to bring it in. What does it mean to bring it in? No, not at all.
Literally bring it in.
So really, let's be careful. To have it brought, to have it in your property.
So even if
right,
else does
the Ravid says no. The Ravid says it is
for you to
bring it.
Okay, fine.
Right. Right? Now, why might that be? So that could be...
Well, I mean, it sounds like the pasuk itself. It's just on you. Like,
well, not necessarily. Right?
I mean, the Ravid's going on a more...
Well, it says, Lo tovia toeva el b'sech, and you shall not bring into your...
Yes, but tavi...
Is it you?
Tavi,
yeah.
Mean you?
Right.
You shouldn't bring, or
it means you don't bring, but that can mean more than one thing, right?
So I think what Nachum's saying is the Ravid seems to be saying it's more posh.
I gave this example. I said, right, I could tell you don't bring, you know, alcohol into your house, right? That could mean you don't bring alcohol into your house, or it could mean make sure that nobody brings alcohol into your house.
Going back,
I have a better idea. Don't bring alcohol in the dorms. That can either mean
you shall not bring
you
alcohol,
or that can also mean that you can't have friends over who are going to bring the alcohol.
No alcohol allowed in the dorms.
Well,
no,
that
but
would have been the clear way to do it, but that's not how the puzzle.
Right, I'm saying, I can say don't bring alcohol into the dorms, right? And that can mean either. Don't bring it.
I won't bring it.
No, but that's not specific.
Strap it to a cat.
I was about to say, that's actually what I was thinking.
strap it
why,
to a cat.
Why was it we were
why
both
do we
strap
both
the cat?
The most messed up scenario. Strap some alcohol onto a cat and open the door.
I think it's just because we've had
cats, yeah, that's come into the
And they've gotten so bad in Dagon. They've gotten so bad. There's this, these cats, they're not afraid of anything. Brent, he couldn't leave his house. There was a cat hanging out in front of his door. They let their big dog out of it, and it just sat there and tried to get into the house. It sat by the door because it wanted to come inside.
That right on the porch of Apula. That's hilarious. I thought of the exact same case.
Okay.
That's great.
That's a weird case. But okay.
Look, just because you think that that's not a normal way to smuggle in alcohol, right?
I mean, listen, it's pretty normal here for that. If you leave your door open long enough, a cat's going to waltz in. May as well strap a bottle of alcohol on there.
I was going to say, asking, like,
a little walking around
mini bar. To, like, someone else bring it in for you.
Who is more likely to bring alcohol into the dorm? A cat or a dog? I really don't know the answer to that question.
You got a point there. The cat is more likely.
I mean, look, now that we've planted, look, now that we've planted the seed for a Purim spiel, this is the problem. It's like these are cases.
We're gonna have so much Tzar Balei Chaim going down while they're trying to film this.
It's terrible.
Cat
okay.
Folding. You just see like a duct tape lines on the cat.
Morty wants to do something with a cat and like. Oh,
let's not talk about.
Okay,
that.
Let's skip down. Okay,
let's purely Tzar
Balei Chaim. Okay, let's skip for a moment to the. Let's go to the Beis HaLevi, number 15. Skip the Orzer. Go to the Beis HaLevi. Univayer mikodem. Hadil from Ria Danira the Isura the Avos Gilulim Leka Rak Bahana. He said, at first glance, you'd say the only prohibition of Avodah Zarah is benefit. And I haven't seen any Achronim who say the opposite, but I don't think it's right. Like the Miguel's Esther. Lo Tavito Eva. Right, is not at all about benefit. Vigam b'achnasa greida lirshuto over alav ze. Ukmo alav lo ta'asu lochem elilim. But now the Beis HaLevi actually explains. Why is it usher to bring Avodah Zarah into your house, even if you don't benefit from it? So he says, I'll prove to you that this makes sense. You know why? Because we have another prohibition. Lo ta'asu lochem elilim. What's lo ta'asu lochem elilim? Ta'asu lochem elilim. Don't make idols. And the way we understand the halacha is that there's two separate prohibitions. Don't worship them, and don't make them.
Right.
So therefore he says, de'eno tolui klau ba'ana raka usa ovid gilulim avagav shalom nena over belav. He says, what does that show you? That we have problems with Avodah Zarah that are not limited to benefit, serving, right? Meaning we want to avoid association, which can mean don't make, which can mean don't allow it in your property.
How does that fall under Lo Tasu?
No, it's not. Doesn't fall under Lo Tasu.
Well, let's give an example.
He's saying you see that there are things that are also about Avodah Zarah simply because we want to avoid Avodah Zarah that are not reducible to Hana'a. Right, or worship. Correct. However, he says that's only midarabanan. But midaraisa, you need hana'a. Right, midaraisa, you need benefit. They said, okay, once you say it's usher, then we have to ask, what does it mean to bring into your house? Literally your house or into your property? And therefore, if you're not at home and you take an idol into your house, but take it into your property, is that prohibited?
Well, if it's a problem, then
what?
No, I was going to say something.
And he says, "V'im kein misakin shov de gilulim avagav shchato v'nenek klal davim kalkam v'kamon chadchil tzarich liyot asur mishum lo tavi k'mo de asur laskel v'edira." He sides with that position, therefore says, even taking a knife into your hand, which belongs to a Zarah, is going to be usur. Okay, let's, you know, no, okay, I really should use the board. Okay, because I have more room. Okay? Let me
turn the paper. He was like trying to write over the paper that was facing you, and he was like craning his neck to read the paper. So I turned the paper for him, and he looked at me like I was like a mad scientist.
Okay. So what do we have so far? Okay, let me try it a different way, okay? Okay?
Yeah.
What we're doing is we're doing the expansive of Avodah Zarah, right? Expansive of Avodah Zarah prohibitions, okay? So, benefit is immune, right? And simply
having it in your.
Yeah, whatever. Bye bye, okay? For now, I'll leave it bye bye. Okay? Now, benefit. So clearly, you violate it. This is lo yidbak. right? Lo yidbak, right? But even that implies what? Right? Don't benefit from avodah zarah or. You know what those Rashi Teva mean? Right? Avodah Zarah itself, or the property of Ovdei Avodah Zarah. Right? Ovdei Avodah Zarah, meaning, right? This is idols, or the money, right, of idolaters. Right? Now, presumably why? This, why is this? I assume that this is Sirav. Well, this is how the Ramban understands it, right?
Yeah.
Okay? Now, Mi De'oraisa, the Beis HaLevi says that Lo Tavi is also Hana'a, right? Or here. Lo Tavi, let's do this, right? The Ramban says, right? This is equivalent, right? This is equal to this. It's just only Avodah Zarah, but not Ovdei, but not this, right? Right, meaning this is Lo Yidbak and Lo Tavi are about Hana'a. Now, the Beis HaLevi says that's true on a D'oraisa level, but on a D'rabbanan level. Right? You do violate even bringing it babayit. Right? And this is rent.
What would you refer by that?
Right? But now, according to the Beis HaLevi, let's say I brought an avodah zarah into my house. Did I violate D'oraisa? No. Right? Because mi D'oraisa, all of these are only about benefit. But who disagrees with this? Who seems to disagree with this? The Ravid, right? Because the Ravid says rent is derabanan. Why? The Beis HaLevi says why is rent derabanan? Because midoraisa, the only thing it's usher is benefit. The Ravid says why is renting only derabanan? Because it's only D'oraisa if I bring it in myself. Right? Right? But he clearly says that the D'oraisa is, right, is babayi. It's not about hana'a. Right? That's how the Ravid understands it. Okay. Now, there were a few things we wanted to now, who thinks that renting is D'oraisa? The Miguel is Esther. Right? Right, so rent. Right? You have, what possibilities do you have? You have, it's D'oraisa, because Lo Tavi, right? That's the Miguel is Esther. Right? You have that it is D'rabbanan. Why? Because you need Hana'a.
What means Lo Tavi?
It's the pasuk. Don't bring. Right? So it's either D'oraisa according to the Miguel's Esther. It's D'rabbanan according to the Beis HaLevi. Because mi D'rabbanan, there's an issue of Lo Tavi, right? Which is independent of Hana'a. And according to the Ramban, it's mi D'rabbanan. Why? Because you only violate either issue if there's Hana'a. Okay? Fine. So now, remember, I said, now let's try to play with this a little bit. Let's go back to Tosfos for a minute. Right? Remember Tosfos is chiluk, that maybe it's only usher to rent something if there's going to be a avodah zarah there all the time, but not if it's once in a while. So one way of understanding that is because it's just derabanan, we're mekil.
Right.
But remember I said it could be that it would depend on D'oraisa. Right? Why?
Could be the idea of benefit.
Correct. Right? Is that if you think that it's really about benefit, then so maybe it's only benefit if...
if he has it there all the time.
Right. I mean, because that's part of the rental agreement. Right? But if you think it's about it being in your house, simply being in your house, there doesn't seem to be a distinction.
Right.
Right? Unless you have to say what is really the issue of being in Babai. And it's not physically being there, but it's... right? Association, right, which we haven't quite seen yet, but that would be a way of
America.
Right, so that might be something that will have to look for as we go forward, but so far right? These are the possibilities that we've raised. Okay. Good. Now let's continue. We already saw the Rambam. So let's go down to 18. I don't know why. I guess it's, yeah, whatever. Look at the at number 18. The Urayim. Remember who the Urayim was?
Yes.
No. Rabbi Elazar of Metz.
Yes.
Bali Atosfos.
Knew it.
Okay. Lo tavi toiva. The arisim elkech of lo tavi avo dezara biveitcha dechsev bever versus ekev lo tavi toiva al biteicha veidem chayim kamal. V'tani avo dezara v'ab makom tram lahaskir lo beidira amru v'nei shemachnas l'tocho avo dezara v'atara amru lo tavi toiva al biteicha. So he tells you right off the bat, deraisa derabanan to bring. Right, he says it's about bringing and it's about renting. So he is like the Miguel's Esther. He thinks that renting is deraisa. Because it's simply about bringing into your house. Lamadnu avodazara vinnoya bechlal to evahim, hilka cholkeach noye avodazara mshamshab mashkon, kigon, mi'ilim ukviim cholshar noyehem mshamshahem, over below tavi to eval betecha. He said, therefore, if you bring anything into your house, which is an accoutrement of avodazara as a security, as a collateral, you violate. Right? So it's clear, he doesn't say it's about mershutcha, it's literally about bevetcha, bringing it into your space. V'od shenene mehem v'over below yidbak b'yadcham u'menacherem. He couldn't be clearer. He said, bringing it into your house, even through rent, is daraisa, without hana'a. Hana'a is a different violation called lo yidbak b'yadcha mu'uma menacherem. Right? So he's pretty clear about this. Number 19, Rechum Fishel Perla. Who is Rechum Fishel Perla? He's a Talmud from Chaim, who is by profession a businessman. But he wrote a massive 3-volume work on a not. He pulled off what no person has ever pulled off before. He wrote a book on a book that didn't exist. He wrote a commentary on the Sefer HaMitzvot of Rav Sajigo. Rav Sajigo never wrote a Sefer HaMitzvot. He wrote a poem, which is a few lines long, which was meant to be like sort of a mnemonic to remember some of the mitzvot. And he wrote a 3-volume, like 2,000-page book. As if that was an actual book.
Wow.
Interesting.
It's a good word for it. Yes. So he says, Al kol panim mivu'ar diladad harbei rishonim lav lo tavi to'eva v'lav lo yidbak shnei enyanim chalukim heim. He said, what we've seen from this, at least according to many rishonim, the Urayim, and others. These are two different prohibitions. Dilavd lo yidbak v'yadcha hu azhara l'isur hana'a. Ma she'en ken lavd lo tavi to'eva she'en bechlal isur hana'a. Elo hu azhara shalo l'achniz avodazara l'veito. Right, I think we've seen this enough times, right? Some people say that these are two fundamentally different ones. Em ken lo miboy lavd lo yidbak v'yadcha she'en bechlal azhara lo tavi to'eva. Shalo vad lo fi shitazo in bechlal azhara lo tavi to'eva isur hana'a. Belavach yere ikar lavd lo yidbak v'yadcha bishlar nidacharu dichtiv. Lo shayach pe lavd lo tavi to'eva klal. He said, so therefore, these two isurim are distinct for two reasons. One, that one is about ownership, is about benefit, and the other is about bringing it to your house. The other is that one is about avodah zara, one is about iur hanidachat. Ella, gam lav delo tavito ayva lo hevi bechal lav delo yidbak biyadcha. Dava gav de bechal lav delo yidbak biyadcha. Gam isra hanash avodah zara mikom makom ein lanu azarasol elul isra hanav lo isra hanasal lefeito vimken efshar lomar. The Gam Rabin Agon Zal Kai Bishita Zo. Right, so he says, therefore, these are two distinct in both directions. Right, the Ramban thought, essentially, that you always violated Lo Tavi Toiva, and sometimes you also violated Lo Yidbak.
Right.
Right, or just the other way around. Right?
Mm-hmm.
He says, no, they're totally distinct. Right, one's Hana, one's Hachnasa, one is only Avodah Zarah, and one is even things that belong to people in Irani Dacha. They're just different prohibitions. Okay. Fine. So now, again, to summarize what we have, therefore, is you have the possibility that they're both about hana'a. If they're both about benefit, so then the simplest understanding is that renting is derabanan.
Yep.
Right? And the distinction between bikviut.
benefit, why would mending be terrible?
If lo yidbak b'yadcha mumin acherem and lo tavi toiva is about benefit, so then you're not really benefiting from avodah zarah, and they're presumably.
Didn't we say you are because...
So that's what I suggested. No one, right? No one really says this, right? I said maybe you could say, look, no, it is about hana'ah, so then what's the difference between kviyut and not kviyut?
Well, that's why a based deer is not allowed, because you're getting...
Maybe, right? Then maybe it's called benefit, right? But right, only, right, bikviyut, right? I haven't seen anyone say it, but I think that might be true. If it's about hachnasa levito, so then you would think that, well...
Well, it depends.
According to the Raavad, the only issue to rice is for you to bring it into your house. To have someone else bring it to your house is a derabanan derivation of lotavi. The Megillas Esther and the Reim say no. Anyone bringing it, that is really, it can't have presence in it. Now, if I wanted to put different words on it, I would say that the three possibilities really that are here are, what is the nature of the Esther? Benefit, bringing it into your house, or association? Right? Or association, really.
Would association be benefit also?
No. No, think about it. Right, if it is bringing it into your house, that might mean literally you have to bring it into your house.
Right.
Right. Benefit means I benefit. I have to explain how I benefit. Right.
Right.
If I'm renting, so maybe I'm benefiting. But if I just let someone walk into my house, right, that's presumably not benefit. Right. Association could be look. I think that's what the Ravid's saying. Me d'oraisa, I can't bring it into my house.
Derabanan.
I mean, derabanan, I can't associate it with it, therefore I can't have someone else bring it to my house. Right?
Yes, though.
Right. I can't. I mean, derabanan, I can. Right? I can have it in my house. Right? Now, there are, I saw a few interesting modern shailas of, okay, right, because you might be saying, how often does this happen to me? Right? But I saw a bunch of modern shailas said, let's say you assume that a cross is a avodah zarah. Are you allowed to have a cleaning lady who's knowing that she's going to bring it in? Are you going to have a healthcare worker who you know is consistently going to bring it in? Is that called kviyut? Right. What if you have them every day? Right. Cleaning lady is once a week. What if you have a medical aide? Right. You have someone who's sick in your house, and you have a medical aide who comes and moves into the house and brings. Right. Is that us, sir?
I have a question, because very interesting. Well, normally, like in hospitals, and not all of them, but I know in Europe, is they have crosses in their room.
Right.
You don't know beforehand. Like most of them, like still, you know, they don't believe in it, but they still have it.
Right. It's an interesting question, right? Because now you're living in that room. Are you allowed to have it there?
Yeah. That's,
I understand.
If it's a Bodhisattva, then according to the Rabbi, it's only if you bring it in yourself.
Ah, so that's an interesting question, because that's a flip case. Because that's not a case where you're bringing it in, you're choosing to go to a place where it was already there.
Well, I'm saying with having your cleaning lady bring it in.
Right.
It would, if it's only be a deraisa, if you personally bring it in. If she brings it in, derabanan, it's...
Maybe.
Sir, but there's room to be lenient.
Maybe. Maybe. Okay. According to Tosfos, probably. According to Ravid, probably. What about according to Megillas Esther, the Arayim? It's deraisa. Right, that renting was deraisa. I don't know if they would distinguish between kviyut and not kviyut. Right?
We established whether or not like renting is still valuable in the way it means before. Because now renting wasn't like back then when you could still kick the person out. Now renters have agreements, it's like a temporary ownership.
Right.
We said permanent versus non-permanent.
Correct. Right. So you're right.
It's a different story of permanent versus non-permanent.
We said that one of the heterim nowadays is that the reason that you might be able to rent it out is because of temporary ownership. So maybe that'll help you with renting, but it won't help you with the shaila of bringing in a cleaning lady who has a cross.
Fine. Yeah.
Right. That dafka. Right. If you accept the shach. And you say, look, renting is not a problem bisman hazeh because rent is a temporary sale. Fine. But you're going to have to ask the shaila, but what happens if I bring in workers, right? I'm not renting it out, I'm giving them a room. What if I'm giving it, right? I give my nanny a room in my house.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Then it will be, right? Then...
Well,
it might really be us, sir.
You're talking about a live-in nanny, not like the ones who come.
A gam v'gam, right? A live-in nanny for sure, but even not a live-in nanny is every day considered kavua, right?
In terms of what? She's not doing a vodazar, she's cleaning your house.
Yep. But remember, it's not about a vodazar, it's about bringing in an idol. What if she brings in a cross? What if she wears a cross on a necklace? That was the shailas I saw. Right, the few shailas of this.
Why don't you say that hiring somebody who isn't a vodazar worshiper
That's an extension of you bringing in a Vodazara.
Well, we don't see that. It seems to be about a Vodazara itself, and it's accoutrement, but not about...
You have the choice whether or not to hire this person, but you hire...
Okay, but no one seems to think that. No one seems to think that hiring a Vodazara is a problem.
No, it's that, and then bringing a Vodazara...
No, that might be a problem. That's what I just said.
Right, so you're suggesting make it getter?
No, it would be that even renting a person would be an extension of you bringing...
No, it's not.
Renting people.
What? I don't... If they, I just said, if they're bringing in an idol, then it's a shayla. If they're just an idol worshiper, then that's not an extension. They're not an idol.
Right. But I'm saying, like, would there, we said the problem of hiring, of someone bringing an idol into your house might be their father. Right, so sure. Because the whole mitzvah of vera is for you personally to bring it.
According to the right, then.
Right. But can't we say it's an extension of your hand bringing in the idol's house? Bringing in
what?
The idol. For a person.
That's what I just said. That's the shaila. Yes, that's the shaila. Can you hire a worker who you know will bring in a cross? Right? That was exactly the shaila that I just said.
So what? The whole question was whether.
That's what I'm asking you. Is that mutter or not? Right?
Well, it's the whole. The question was whether it's derabana or deraisa.
No, the question was whether there's mutter.
Deraisa was you have to bring it in yourself.
For who? Whoa. We saw many, many different shitos here. Right?
Okay, fine.
Well, that's exactly what I've been pointing out, is that, right? Whether the iser. Now. By the way, just to point out, if you think that lo tavito ayvan lo divak v'yidchal, one is about hana, one is about bringing to your house, I understand why there's two psukim. But I think it is clear that if you think lo tavito ayvan beitecha is only usher with hana, you have to go in the direction of saying that it's usher because of association. Because otherwise, why would you phrase something which is really about benefit in the language of don't bring it into your house, unless you think that hana is a way in which I associate with something, and therefore the real problem is that hana is the angle, right, or is the avenue through which I, right, it becomes part of my sphere, right? That seems to be the direction that they're taking. Right, more of association. Okay, and again, I've given you some of my speculation of how this might play itself out in the distinction of kavua not kavua. Maybe if it's about hana. Right, maybe only kavua that it's hana, maybe not. May depend on right whether this is daraisa and darabanan, which is the way the Raifit takes it. And as we've seen, there are many different distinctions about which part of this is daraisa and darabanan, which is the Icarus. Okay. The last thing I want to do is, as I mentioned, is the chinuch, who raises the possibility that this isn't only about a avodah zara. But it's even more expansive. That whatever this prohibition is of association or hana or bringing in is not just avodah zara, but it's anything which is a toiva, which could be more expansive. So if you look at the second page, he says mishar she mitzvah kedei laharchik kol anyan avodah zara hanimeset. Right. The reason for this mitzvah is obvious. Right. We don't like avodah zara. It's disgusting. Right. We don't want to associate it. Said, what are the nature of the halacha? So he tells you in the next paragraph, and I don't think we have to reread it, that there are two different isurim. One is lahachnis, one is hana'a. But he tells you, look at the second line in this paragraph. He says, why are they asur? So now he tells you in the end of the day, they really are linked. Right? They really are linked. And again, I think this is where I get the association one. Right, which is shebishneihem mar'eh ha'adam bin nafsho achafeite leha. The real problem with both of them is that you show that you like it, that you desire it. Right, that's really the problem. Okay, but now skip down all the way to min haklal, min hanichlal b'mitzvah zu. Got it. Min hanichlal b'mitzvah zu.
Yeah.
Shelo yadbik adam el mamono shechanenu ha'el b'tzedek mamon acher shehu shel gezel ochamas. Within these prohibitions, you should not connect to your money that God gave you in His kindness, money that was from someone else that was stolen. Omeri bit, or you got from illicit interest, usury. Omikol davar mechwar, or anything disgusting. Shebichol zeh bichlal mishamshei avodah zarahu. Because all these are Avodah Zarah tendencies, to quote a Rabbi Chait phrase. Not this Rabbi Chait, but his brother, who as I heard when I was in high school. Sheyetzer lev adam ra chomed otam mevia el habayit, because your evil Yetzer Hara desires them and brings them into the house. Vayetzer Hara nikra b'shem Avodah Zarah. The Yetzer Hara itself is called Avodah Zarah. Therefore, he says, bringing anything that was associated with an Isser into your house is Usser. It's not just Avodah Zarah, right? This is just the beginning. Toivah is understood expansively. And as I showed you already, now the truth is that Rav Avadi Yosef says this also, that, but again, I don't know if he means it seriously, but that saying that bringing a TV into your house is, according to Rav Avadi, is that violation. But it's in Rav Avadi Yosef, you know? Rav Avadi, you know?
He says it's Usser, you mean?
Yes, it's a violation of the Yidbak B'Yadchah Me'umim Menacherem. Again, I don't know if that's right, but it's clearly based on this type of expansion of the chinuch, or it's just not meant literally, which is my guess.
Rabbi, it's not only the Avadah Yosef.
I know it's not only for Avadah Yosef, but he quotes this pasuk. Well,
just to antagonize those Avadah followers.
How would that?
There are those who only follow Avadah Shita.
Reb Avadah, give him smicha. You keep saying Avadah.
No, I said Reb Avadah Yosef.
What? Who says Avodah Zarah? I just said the chinuch expands lo tavi toivah to anything which is associated with Isser.
Avodah has a good point.
With all Isser, and that's why I gave you the chinuch. Right? The chinuch says that whatever is true, whether it's Hanab or tavi toivah, it's simply association or bring it into your house. Right? Anything that shows that you desire it, he says it's not only Avodah Zarah, it's anything which is Avodah Zarah esque, meaning any sin. Right? And therefore, there are these poskim who expand it. Now, again, I don't know. This is right.
It's a little extreme, but
there are many poskim who say this.
I understand.
Right? Oh, yeah, I'm not posking that way. I'm just showing you logically how they got to that point. Okay? The last thing I gave you here was the Minchas Chinuch. Because the Minchas Chinuch just raises a few different issues. You get mine, which is easy to look at.
I just had a smartphone, TV, laptop, computer. That's awesome.
Okay, I don't want to spend another day on it, so I'll just run through it very quickly with you. Okay. So, in general, I can copy and paste for you, but you know, if you ever have the chance, look at the Minchas Chinuch. It's much easier. These setups are much easier. They give you little topics, so you can see what the issues are that are being dealt with. So he just raises a few shilas to polish off some of the issues that come up. Okay. Okay, so the first thing he says is that he thinks that the chinuch believes that there's two separate prohibitions, as we said clearly, to bring in and to benefit. But he thinks that the he reads the chinuch a little bit differently, and he says, I think the Rambam thinks there's two separate prohibitions, but he said maybe there is a connection between these two, and maybe the chinuch would say you only violate lo tavi if you bring it into your house with the intent to benefit.
Right.
Right? Meaning, it's a different Isser, because the benefit is a second Isser, but it's the act of bringing it in that, with the intent to benefit from it, that creates that Isser. That's his first claim. And therefore, he says, if, according to this logic, that even if you think they're two separate Isurim, there is some connection between them, Minchas Chinuch argues that if you bring it into your house with no intent to benefit, then everyone would agree that it's mutter on a Doraisa level, which I'm not sure is true, right? That doesn't sound the way in the Iran, but that's the Minchas Chinuch claim, is that there is a connection between these two Isurim. Okay, in the footnote here, he notes that this, right, that Rucham Shul Perla, the Beis HaLevi, etc. Then he gets into the question, which I've already mentioned, does it mean literally your house, or the Beis HaLevi, or does it mean it's your property? Hence, if you put it in your hand and you use it, does that violate it? Right, or you put it in your hand but you haven't yet used it, right? If you use it, then it's Hana'ah. right? But if you just put it in your hand, right? You take ownership of it, but you don't bring it to your house. Right? What's the nature of the Isser? Is it to associate with it or to literally bring it into your house, right? Is by it meant literally or meant figuratively? That's another question that he brings up. Let's see, what else interesting he brings up?
Does he follow by disfigurative?
What? He notes that it seems to be a machlokas. You could read it, you could bring sources on the other side. You could put a valpel on it. Now he notes that even if you think that you only violate hachnasa when you actually bring it into your house, if you benefit from it, you violate because of lo yidbak, right? He gets into a question: is selling called hana? Okay, fine. I don't want to get into that this way. Benefiting, look at hana. Fine. Okay, let's see. He has another discussion of. Yeah, you know what? I think that's it for now. We'll focus on that. Okay. So again, just to summarize what we've seen, right? There's two prohibitions. Again, to summarize what we've seen, there's two prohibitions, right? Lo yidbak biyadcha and lo tavi. Lo yidbak is clearly about hana, but it's not only avodah zarah. It's avodah zarah and anything that belongs to idolaters in the context of erni dachat. Then there's lo tavi, right? Which let me just get my thoughts out. Then there's lo tavi, which, according to the Ramban, is also Hana. They're basically the same Isser, and several of the other Rishonim. There's the middle position within the Chinuch, which is that they are distinct Isurim. Lotavi is don't bring with intent to have Hana, but simply bringing in is Mutter on a Daraisa level, but Lo Yidbak is actual Hana. But then there's Megillas Esther, the Beis HaLevi, Rucham Fishel Perlo, the Urayim, who says, no, there's two, seemingly the Rambam, there's two totally separate prohibitions. Lo Tavi, which is don't bring Avodah Zarah into your house, and Lo Yidbak, which is don't benefit. Then the question is, okay, what exactly does it mean that it's Asur Lo Tavi? So there's several questions to ask, right? One is it about your property or about your home? Right, nafkamina, what if you take ownership of it but outside of your house? Right? Clearly, if you think the nature is association, so in your hand, it is associated with you, right? If you think that maybe, I don't know, it's about bringing into your, I don't know exactly why you'd say things, don't make your house a base of a Zara or something like that, then it's only in your home. What happens if... So he's renting Daraisa Dirabanan. So the Ravid says it is Dirabanan because he thinks that the Isser Lo Tavi is actually to bring it into your house, but it's for you to bring it in, right? Some sort of you showing that you want it. If the non-Jew brings it in, it may be in your property, but you never did an act which shows that you care about Avodah Zarah. You just rented out your property. Obviously, if you think... But the Beis HaLevi thinks it's only Dirabanan. Sorry, Beis HaLevi and the Ravid think it's Dirabanan. Miklos Esther think, no, that's actually Daraisa. No, Lo Tavi Toiva is literally don't have Avodah Zarah in your home. You brought it, anyone else, right? It's not enough to say I'm not associated with it. I have to actively, right, kick it out, right? It's to treat it as anathema, right? The Tosos has the distinction between Bikviyut and not Bikviyut, which is why you can't rent out a house, but you can a storage house. So we said that may just be because it is Dirabanan. But we raised the possibility that it might also depend on Hana'ah. Right, that if it's Hana'ah, well, if I rent it out and he has it there all the time, then that's part of my rental agreement. If he happens to bring it once in a while, maybe that's not called Hana'ah. Or alternatively, it depends. Right, if you think that Lo Tavi Toiva means don't associate it with it, maybe it's not associated if it's there only once in a while, but if it's Bikviyut, right, you'd have to plug that in if you want an Andoraita level back into the formulations that we saw. But we'll stop there with that. Okay.